An extraordinary amount of mail arrived about our coverage of the Space Shuttle Columbia tragedy. Many of you wrote to compliment our segment on the history of manned spaceflight and our inclusion of poems by Stephen Spender and a teenager from Dayton, Ohio. Some of you were less specific. Morgan Mathis wrote, "I would like to take this moment to thank you for the gentle, compassionate, and discerning coverage that NPR has provided to the American public during this emotional time. Nothing is more painful than the wounds suffered to a collective dream shared by many across the entire face of this earth. I am confident that this wound will only harden the resolve of the dreamers to continue the exploration of space. Your coverage has helped those of us who share the dream come to terms with our feelings and answer the questions that are troubling us." But the mail wasn't all complimentary. David Shakespeare of Melrose, Massachusetts, represented many of you when he wrote, "Give me a break. We're about to go to war with Iraq. North Korea is rebuilding its nuclear weapons program, and there have been drastic cuts in social service programs in states and cities across the country, and all NPR can report on is the Columbia accident. Yes, it's a tragedy, but let's get some perspective. Seven lives versus potentially hundreds of thousands. What a waste of reporting." Reaction to our interview with NASA critic Alex Rowland was mixed. The history professor interviewed by Leanne Hansen this morning needs a remedial course in American civics, wrote Raymond Luther of Randolph, New Jersey. No agency nor department is given money to spend as it chooses. All funding is defined for specific programs with additional provisos about what the money may not be spent for. The programs funded for NASA are the result of both NASA's technical needs and congressional political interests. But Jason Weiner of Indianapolis, Indiana, had a different view. He writes, "It does not seem reasonable to believe that a bureaucracy is best suited for pushing the boundaries of knowledge and experience. The criticism of your guest from Duke University seemed right on target to my ears. Exploring space requires continual revolutions in thinking. Government agencies are adverse to radical revisions of their course as an institutional tenet. It is unthinkable that the recommendations of the panel reviewing Challenger regarding the viability of the space program were ignored. Let us honor Columbia's crew by designing a space program that once again thinks big enough to push beyond the Earth's orbit." All compliments, criticisms, and corrections are welcome. Write to us at wesun@npr.org. Once again, that's wesun@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.